I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The psalmist this morning writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom or what indeed?" 5 years ago, our theme as a church was fearless. And I know, and yes, I know Blue Cross copied that from us for their advertising campaign right afterwards. But the fearless life is the Christian life. The fearless life is the Christian life, not because we don't have struggles and challenges, but because with faith and trust in God, you and I will always overcome by the power of God working in us. In that year, considering how God is calling us to a fearless life, I did a little Bible study on fear and worry and being afraid. And I found out that God gave this command, "Fear not, don't worry, be afraid," far more than any other command in the Bible. Keeping the Sabbath day holy, 27 times. So you get 25 Sundays off, apparently. Honor your father and mother, 7 times. Don't steal, 8 times. But 134 times, God or angels or leaders or prophets or Jesus command us not to be afraid. Don't worry. Fear not. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And it's not hard to understand why this command would be repeated and emphasized far more than any other command. You and I are afraid. This command is the most repeated command in the Bible because God knows we're afraid. And because we are afraid, our lives are smaller than they could be. Our fears hold us down and hold us back from becoming all that God has created us to be and living our lives with a deep and powerful hope and expectation for whatever is coming next. Some of our fears are little, like arriving on time, or public speaking, which, by the way, is the number one fear in America ahead of dying and death. And some of our fears are so great and monumental that we turn away from living whatever life is before us. Well, none of us knows how our lives are going to turn out. None of us knows exactly what is going to happen today or the coming months or years, what kind of sweetness we're going to experience, what kind of troubles. We live with that uncertainty every day of our lives, but we do have some choice about how we will approach that uncertainty in the life that's before us. And though we may not be able to choose to set aside our fear a lot of the time, because none of us can set aside our fears on our own, we need help, and we need a guide with a power that is far greater than our own. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The help you and I need to face and overcome our fears, great and small, comes from God. God is not giving us this command to not fear and not worry as some kind of test to determine whether we are lovable or can receive the grace and mercy and presence of God in our lives based on our success or failure in living without fear. No, God gives us this command. He points it out to us because God is offering help. When you and I see God as our light and salvation, when we turn our lives over to God every day, God will still our hearts and fill us with a deep sense of hope and peace and insight. When we trust in God, God will give us a greater vision about our living. He will lift our vision. He will lift up our hearts to face the challenges great and small. When you and I open our lives to God during our day, God will give us strength and power to carry on and live our lives in the midst of the changes and challenges in a way that you and I could never live on our own. Like many of you, and all of you to be completely truthful, I'm afraid from time to time. I'm afraid of little things like getting a medical physical exam. And I know I'm married to a physician, and I don't know why this bothers me. It may be that my doctor keeps saying, "You know, Frank, your numbers are really good for someone carrying all that extra weight." I'm afraid of bigger things like falling down on the job or not being as loving a husband and father and friend as I could be. And I'm sometimes afraid on behalf of you and others who are facing death-defying struggles and challenges that don't seem to have an answer or a way out. But when I and you open our hearts to God, when we put our trust first and foremost in God, God will make God's presence known. God will calm our hearts and our thoughts and our bodies and our souls so that we can face and live life with a sense of openness and wonder. I have a little spiritual practice or prayer I use when I notice the fear rising up in me. It's a breath prayer, meaning that I'm saying the words in my head, but I'm breathing part of it in and breathing part of it out. This prayer comes from the first letter, John, in chapter 4, and it goes something like this. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. So I breathe in and think, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Try it. No, I mean right now. Close your eyes. And we're going to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, there's no fear in love. Breathe out, perfect love casts out fear. Breathe in, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. And that perfect love is none other than God himself filling up your life and mine. You may have other practices that you use to open the way for God to come into your life and cast away the fear, and I hope you'll share it with me and with others. Because however we choose to open the way to God, God is always ready and willing and capable to be a help with us in our need always. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? God is always ready and willing to help, but we also need a guide to look to encourage us to set aside our fears. Someone who has led a life like ours and has struck a path for us to follow with more hope and less fear. You may already have someone in your life who has or is guiding you to set aside your fears, someone showing the way to live more fully and face the challenges with hope and expectation. And if you do, you're a blessed person. But there is another guide who is available for everyone. There's another guide who has lived a life like ours with all its fears and obstacles and challenges, and that's Jesus. All through the Gospels, Jesus is facing opposition and challenges and struggles that would make most of us shy away, that would make most of us give up and take our toys and go home. But in every instance, relying on the power of God working in him and through him, Jesus faces the challenge without fear, even to a death on the cross that takes away the sins of the world and breaks the hold of death forever. And this Sunday's gospel is a case in point. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, on that way to the betrayal and death and resurrection. And on the way, some Pharisees come to him to tell him to get out of the Galilee because King Herod wants to kill him. Now, this is the second King Herod who wants to kill Jesus. The first was the father who, when the wise men showed up and told him that the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, Herod killed all the children 2 years old and younger. Well, this King Herod is the son who has just beheaded John the Baptist. And so this is no idle threat to Jesus and his ministry. And in the face of this very real fear for his life, Jesus responds almost flippantly to the Pharisees who have come to warn him. And he says, you go tell that fox, meaning Herod, you go tell that fox that today and tomorrow I'm casting out demons and performing cures, and on the third day I finish my work. Jesus seems totally unconcerned about this threat, and that's a good guide for us to follow. And in the next breath, Jesus turns to Jerusalem and its faithlessness and the death that awaits him there, but he still goes on his way, goes on the way and the path that God has called him to walk, the path that will lead him to being killed and the world being saved. Now, hopefully and thankfully, you and I don't have to go to a cross like Jesus, though it may feel that way sometimes. But as a guide for us living its life that God has called us to live, I can't imagine a better guide than Jesus, who trusts in God always, who faces the challenges all around him with peace and confidence, who continues to live his life fully, whatever comes his way, unafraid. Unafraid because God is with him and God is his light and salvation. Be not afraid. Fear not. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't worry. But instead put your hope and trust in God. Put your hope and trust in God, who will help you and guide you through all the challenges and difficulties to live the life that God is calling you to live. Because with faith and trust in God, we will always overcome by the power of God at work in us with help and guidance. And your fears and my fears will diminish, and many of them will disappear. We will live the life before us with confidence, with hope, with wonder, in the presence and the power of the God who is our hope and light and salvation. Amen.